Your morning team show on WSGW. Didn't we just play Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 a few days ago?
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Yep, we did, but she's in the news again.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Say 25. If you're working 9 to 5, you got 35 minutes to get there. You're with Dave and Pat and Charlie in the studio, Art Lewis in your home studio. We say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So just the other day, remember we had a fun story about how Dolly was teaming up with Duncan Hines to do those cake mixes, and they sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now she's in the news because next month. It's actually in the news for a couple of things, but I wanted to highlight this one first. This is kind of fun. Next month, the South by Southwest Film Festival takes place in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, right.
And debuting will be a documentary on the movie 9 to 5.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Like a documentary on 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton will reunite with co-stars Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, and Dabney Coleman.
Oh, that is awesome.
No kidding.
That should be fun.
Dabney Coleman.
They're going to strap him to a chair?
Don't poison this coffee, I hope.
Yeah, no doubt. And she is going to record a duet version of 9 to 5 with Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, cool.
No kidding.
Isn't that something?
Wow. All right.
That's amazing.
Dabney Coleman. He's got to be about 82.
I was going to say he's got to be up there.
Yeah.
They're all up there.
Well,
They weren't spring chickens. That's right. They weren't spring chickens when they made it.
Jane's in her 80s. I know that.
Is Dolly the youngest at 76?
Might be. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
Lily's got to be up there, too.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll hear more about that when it takes place. It's next month. Doesn't have the specific date. Just says next month in Austin, Texas for the Southwest Film Festival, South by Southwest.
Cool.
So that should be fun.
That's cool. Latest thing I think I saw Dabney Coleman in was he played Kevin Costner's dad in the show Yellowstone.
And I
didn't even recognize him at first. I looked him up. I said, why do I know this person? It was. But I looked it up and said, oh, my. That's Dabney Coleman. Couldn't believe it.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Tell you what, he didn't have his mustache. And he's 80-something years old. But that was the thing. I saw a picture of him when he was about 77, still had the mustache. So I was like, all right, that's Dabney Coleman. Yeah. But when he doesn't have that mustache, he looks different.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to check that out. Well, she's also in the news, too, along with some other artists. Just to make quick reference to this, because, of course, I don't reference it anymore, just because of my own personal bias against what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does.
Uh-huh.
I love you, Dolly Parton, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Nope. Sorry.
But she did rock. She rocked.
She rocked.
I'm sorry.
Look, think of all the rock and rollers who have covered her stuff, like Jolene.
What I want is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just to change its name to the Music Hall of Fame.
Well, they could do that, but I mean,
do that.
But rock and roll is a mixture of rockabilly, country, and blues.
I get it, but
that's right.
And rap. Eminem's going
now.
In.
Eminem's right? going in. Yeah.
Gee,
yeah.
I don't know. Does that rock?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He rocks. Okay.
They may rock, but in the
they don't roll.
Does ABBA or ABBA rock?
I would not put them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This just so you know, Charlie.
Yeah.
You will be as successful at this as you were as eliminating streetlights at exits.
I can still have an opinion, even if I fail. It's 8:29 at WSGW. Nothing against these artists. I think they should go into a Music Hall of Fame. Call it the Music Hall of Fame.